could have been prevented. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo, which left 10 people dead.
Just 30 minutes before the deadliest mass shooting in Buffalo's history, the accused gunman shared his plans online, inviting a small group of people into a chat room on the messaging app Discord. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron described in detail his plans to murder as many black people as possible. No one alerted authorities.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. The suspect is due back in court today. In response to the attack, the House has passed a bill to devote more federal resources to preventing domestic terrorism. Five people have been shot in Philadelphia, three of them critically injured, including a man who police say was hit 14 times. Two suspects have been arrested, but there is no motive yet. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, shots rang out following a high school graduation at a sports arena on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. One person is dead, another critical but stable. They're looking for the shooter. As the baby formula shortage continues, President Biden invoking war powers in an effort to solve it.
The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
Defense Department aircraft will also be used to fly formula imports to the U.S. In the Pennsylvania GOP Senate race, thousands of mail-in and some military ballots are yet to be counted. Dr. Mehmet Oz still clinging to a 1,200-vote lead.
We have covered all counties to ensure that the ballots are correctly counted. This election is ours. We have done well.
But businessman David McCormick telling Fox's The Ingram Angle he is closing the gap.
There's a huge number of absentee ballots, which we're winning disproportionately. And that's why I have a lot of confidence I'm going
to
win this.
The race likely headed to an automatic recount. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A NATO meeting today will include representatives from two would-be new members.
NATO's military committee is meeting in Brussels, partly as a gathering of the 30 allied chiefs of defense ahead of the Madrid summit next month, but also to talk about Russia. Representatives from Finland, Sweden, and Ukraine will join in. Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, who said,
"You know, we have also legitimate security concerns that they have been supporting terrorist organizations, and there are also export restrictions on defense products."
All NATO members must approve new members, but when asked if Turkey could derail Finland's and Sweden's efforts here, President Biden said he thinks it will still happen. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden departs today on a six-day trip to the Far East, meetings scheduled in Japan and South Korea to talk about the economy, supply chain issues, and North Korea's developing nuclear program. Another sign that rising interest rates are impacting the housing industry.
New home construction declined in April for the second month in a row. Housing starts, groundbreakings declined 0.2%, and the number of permits slipped 3.2% last month, a sign that fewer new homes are being planned. Permits rose to a 15-year high at the end of last year before retreating. Though demand for home buying is still strong, the numbers are an indication that rising mortgage rates, expensive building materials, and record home prices are slowing the housing market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Federal government lawyers have asked the 10th Circuit Federal Appeals Court to recognize the First Amendment gives people the right to record police as they do their work in public. Six of the 12 federal appeals courts have recognized that right. The 10th Circuit, which has the largest jurisdiction of all of them, has so far not taken a stand on the issue. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.